Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Matthew 7:28-29. The response of the people to the preaching of Jesus was that he had authority. Jesus had come to the mountain, and the multitudes had followed. In this sermon, Jesus pointed his hearers to the blessings that would be given to the citizens of his kingdom. The message which Jesus preached was the gospel of the kingdom, Matthew 4:23. His mission into the world was to fulfill the prophets that had spoken concerning him and to establish the eternal kingdom of God. At the end of his earthly task, as he prepared for his return to heaven, he remarked to his disciples, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Luke 24:44. In the sermon preached on the mountain, Jesus spoke concerning the fulfillment of the law and prophets. "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Matthew 5:17-18. The law and the prophets foretold of the arrival of Jesus into the world and the coming of his kingdom, our church. "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." Romans 10:4. Jesus Christ pointed to the fulfillment of the ancient law that had been given at Sinai and the new covenant that would be sealed by the blood of Jesus upon the cross. "Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God." Romans 7:4. The authority of Jesus has been established by God, and we are to obey his voice as he speaks unto us through his covenant. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hebrews 1:1-4. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.